We've got Ron and Larry, concussion protocol, DMP. Darren Stewart, groin DMP. Brandon Langley, sprained knee DMP. Paxton Lynch, right shoulder DMP. Jamal Charles, vet day DMP. Aqib Talib, vet day DMP. Jared Crick, back limited. Zach Kerr, knee limited. Booker, wrist limited. And Garrett Bowles, shoulder limited. And that's it. Questions?
Will Charles and Talib be vet days on every Wednesday? Is that the plan?
Probably, you know, and it's a different week. Obviously, we played Monday night and we play again Sunday. So for those guys, just getting extra treatment, extra rest was critical for those two especially.
How encouraging was it to see Kerr and Booker out there today?
It's good for our football team, obviously, you know, with Kerr facing the Cowboys this week, a big offensive line that runs the football. That's huge for us. And Booker, it's good to have him back. You know, he probably won't play this week. You know, he has to get back in football condition, but it's good to have him back out there.
Do you expect that Kerr will be back this week?
Well, right now he's doing fine. So as we go along, we'll see. But right now he's definitely getting better fast.
How much did Booker do today?
It was a jog through today because of the Monday night game. So, I mean, he did most of our scout team reps and a small sum of our first and second team offensive reps.
Did you get another better diagnosis on Langley?
It's a sprained knee. He's day-to-day. You know, we're not sure how the week's going to end.
Are you hopeful Darren Stewart will be able to play this week?
Absolutely. I mean, his injury, we thought after the ball game, wasn't that major. So hopefully we have Darren on Sunday.
Is an offensive line one of the things that jumps out at you right away with the Cowboys?
The Cowboys? Absolutely. It's an offensive line that had 3 out of 5 guys voted to the All-Pro team. And that's the ultimate team you can make in this league. You know, not a Pro Bowl guy that was 4th alternate. I mean, they were 3 out of 5 was first team All-Pro guys. So it's probably the best football offensive line in, I should say, in football. The best line in football. So it's going to be a challenge for us. They're big, they're athletic, and very, very smart.
Given that Ronald Leary was there last year, your mm-hmm. defensive guys going to be picking his brain this week?
They have, but again, that's really overrated because they can watch the film, you know. And as a defensive lineman, it's not a lot that goes into their job. It's gap integrity. It's, you know, who you're playing against from a physical standpoint. So I'm sure they're going to talk to Ron, and he can probably help them with some things, but really schematically it's overrated.
If Larry Campbell, who are you looking at? We're
going to explore a number of options. You know, we've obviously, you know, we've got McGovern, you know, who played for Ron on Monday night. We've got Billy Turner also, you know, so we've got some guys we can play there. Not sure who yet.
What makes Zeke Elliott such a difficult challenge?
His body type as a back, I mean, he's a shorter, more compact back. He runs behind his pads. He has great speed to the edge. He has great vision. I mean, he is a complete back. I mean, he's a daylight runner also. He can find it. I mean, he's got great instincts where if a hole's backside B gap, he can find it. So it's going to be a great challenge for us with this guy.
Is it rare to kind of have that in just a second year? You even saw it as rookie year, just to have those instincts.
Right. You saw it in college with this guy. I mean, he's a special talent. I mean, he rushed for 1,600 yards last year as a rookie and made it look easy. You know, and he's a durable guy. I mean, he doesn't take a lot of big hits. I mean, he runs behind his pads. He's a great knee bender. He's special.
What kind of challenge does Dak Prescott present? Is it like one more run, like mm-hmm. runs 20 times? What
right.
challenge does he present when you watch him on film?
I think Dak is a very efficient quarterback. When you watch him play, he doesn't waste plays. You know, I mean, obviously it's a run first offense, but in a pass game, he doesn't miss very many throws. You know, if they throw the ball 20 times, I mean, he's around 70% most of the time, and that's huge for a young guy. But he's very poised, he's very smart. He's a big man, so if you get there, you have to wrap him up. I mean, he's got huge lower legs, so he's a tough sack guy. And if the pressure, you know, if the pressure don't get there, he can scramble and take off and run. So, I mean, he presents a lot of issues as far as a quarterback.
And Zach doesn't throw any interceptions either. He's only got 4 picks during his career.
That's my point. That's my point.
How do you bait him into making mistakes?
He is so efficient, and the offense is built that way. They're a run first, play action pass team. So when they throw it, you know, after 10 straight runs that's creased you, the pass game is really, you know, it's really soft. So he does a good job of not giving the ball away, and that's a – that's a special skill for a young quarterback.
As a target for Dak and also kind of as a complement to the O-line, how much does Jason Witten help tie that whole offense together?
Well, they've got a group of skill guys that are, you know, hard to deal with, between Jason and Dez Bryant and a little guy in the slot and Williams outside. So they've got five, you know, real guys, you know, and that's the trend in the NFL right now. You know, everyone's got receivers, everyone's got tight ends, you know. The back obviously makes them different because he's so special. But, you know, we're used to those challenges. You know, everyone's got good skilled players these days.
Is the toughest challenge the short work rate, the recovery time, and at least that it's early on in the season so you guys aren't quite as banged up?
Absolutely. Now, our game was, you know, 8:20 on Monday night, so those guys are still sore. So today's practice was more of a jog through. Tomorrow's going to be more up-tempo but a little bit scaled back. Our recovery day's on Friday, and we have a shorter practice on Saturday. So absolutely, you know, what you said, the recovery is going to be huge this week. This team, the Cowboys meaning, they play great energy, you know, so we got to match that, you know, and to match that, you got to be fresh. So that's a big deal for us this week.
You talked all offseason about getting bigger, tougher next year up front. Is this kind of that first real litmus test, throw the sand down, grass knuckle fight?
I would say yes. I mean, again, this is the best offensive line in football, so it's going to be a great challenge. It's not a complicated offense to prepare for or defend, but they're so good at what they do, so it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Is there a possible positive in going up against a team that has so much confidence in their offensive line in the sense that they might be more willing to go one-on-one with Vaughn?
I'm not sure. You know, to block Vaughn one-on-one, you know, on third downs or in pass on passing downs wouldn't be smart for anyone. So I'm not sure. I hope they block him one-on-one. That'd be good for us.
CJ was your bell cow in the last game, 20 carries, extrapolating that out. That's 320 for the season.
Right.
Is that – you got to monitor that more with his injury history?
Again, I addressed that on Tuesday. You know, we're trying to figure it out between CJ, Jamal, and having D'Angelo and – even getting booked back in a week, you know, week's time. So it can obviously change, you know, by game plan and, you know, by how he's feeling, you know, each week. So, you know, we've got four backs that we feel really good about. So we can do a better job of spreading the carries out, you know, moving forward.
The team announced a final tally for donations. What do you think of the players' efforts and the team's decision to match?
That's always a huge thing, you know, for the players to get involved with those things. I mean, obviously, you know, we've had, you know, back-to-back huge hurricanes down south. And for the league and the players to get involved is always, always huge.
Who got the eyeball award?
Who got the eyeball award? We had Cody Latimer got one. Virgil Green got one. Who else? Boat backers, Brandon Marshall and Ty Davis got eyeball award. Riley got one also. I mean, his average was 49 yards. I mean, that's a special night. So. It should be wee ball, but absolutely. So it's a good turnout. Well, we have our game balls, which Shelby got one, Fowler got one, and Darren Stewart. So that's the highest you can go for that week as far as, you know, playing well, also not making error. You know, and the second category is guys who just put a, you know, nice effort on tape for us.
They really stayed away from Tlaib on Monday night.
Yeah.
What do you think if we get some Tlaib versus Dez Bryant? What do you think of that matchup and how he is maybe built to play receiver?
Right. Well, it should be a good matchup, but I think it's, obviously, you know, our guy Tlaib's a press corner, you know, so he's going to press Daz, and your Daz is a big man, so that's going to be a great battle between those two, and they're both competitive guys, so it should be a fun battle.
Time for a few more for the coach.
I'm sorry.
Will you put Tlaib specifically on Daz, or will he and Chris rotate?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Would you expect teams to do what the Chargers did? They kind of stayed away from both Chris and Tlaib.
Yeah, their game plan was to work the backside of our matchup zone, so to speak. So I'm not sure, you know. Every week's different. You know, last week was more of a 3-by-1 formation, you know, Tlaib, and Chris was, you know, to his right most of the time, and he had his best guy at backside. So it all changes weekly.
Coach, if Darian can't go, you expect Jamal or Will to get the start, or will you rotate those two guys?
Yeah, you know, if Darren can't go, Will's the next guy up. You know, and obviously in dime, Jamal would go to the dime backer. Absolutely.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. All right. Have a good one.